This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer. In the next segment, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. InfoWars announces a fake news analysis center. So we'll see what that is. But that's going to be coming up at just after the break. Leanne is going to be joining me. And in the fourth hour, we're going to have Roger Stone joining us through the fourth hour. Let's talk a little bit, Owen, about the concerns of the Mercedes-Benz CEO that human drivers are going to be bullying robot cars. You know, they asked him, he said, people often ask me why it is taking so long to get the self-driving cars. And he says, well, it's not a technological issue. It's not insurance and liability issues. Well, maybe not. I don't know about that. He says, it's not customer acceptance because everybody wants this. It's like, no, we don't. No, we don't. Let me tell you something, okay? We're just talking about these toll road situations and everything. The whole point of the self-driving cars is to take away car ownership. And they're going to work, so you're going to have a few companies that are going to lobby in Washington to make sure that they are the preferred vendor. Already you've got Ford and Volvo saying they're going to start, they don't see themselves as selling cars anymore. They see themselves as selling transportation solutions. So what they're going to do is provide public transportation. That is the dream of the government. They have always wanted to control our mobility instead of having us own it ourselves and decide on an individual basis what kind of how much money we want to invest in our car. What kind of car do we want to drive? No, they will decide for you what kind of car you will drive. They will decide when and where you can go. They will decide how much it's going to cost. That's why the preeminent company in all this is called Uber. Because they're going to be Uber always, okay? It's a Nazi regime of ownership and control. And so, yeah, that's what's really behind it. They make more money, understand, if they rent things to you than they do if they sell them to you. So that's why Ford and all these other companies, they want to rent these cars to you rather than sell them to you. When Ford brings on its self-driving cars in 2021, they said they're only going to be available for rent. They're not even going to sell them to you. Not for another 5 years, and you'll be able to buy some of their used cars at that point. But he says, no, the real problem is the coexistence of human drivers and robot cars. You see, it isn't an issue. All you people who constantly say, well, I like the idea that I'd be able to go on autopilot when I've got this boring commute to work every day. You're not going to be able to coexist with humans and robot cars. It will be one or the other. There is no coexistence. And they keep telling us this. But those of you who are fanboys of Elon Musk are not listening. You're not listening, okay? And here he is again. He said, people are afraid of robots taking over, but he says he is worried that people will bully the driverless cars, that they'll cut in line, that they will bully these cars. And we've already had incidents where we've had, Owen, a guy who, they were talking about this in California, a Google smart car, and let's put the smart in quotes, okay, sitting at a stop sign for 5 minutes because they couldn't get through a four-way stop. Finally, they said a guy with white hair beeps the horn, goes around it in road rage and flips him a bird, right?
Bully.
Yeah, he was a bully. He was bullying that Google smart car.
Well, it's not like technology, you know, ever malfunctions, so we don't need to worry about that. But, you know, it's funny, you right. know, Dietmar Exlar, the guy who made the comment, the chief executive of Mercedes-Benz, you think he would be a smart guy, but then he's worried about humans bullying cars. Completely asinine statement. But to me, I mean, part of the American dream, in fact, in the very fabric of the American dream, is a car and an open road. You can go anywhere over this beautiful frontier we call America.
To the USA in a Chevrolet.
It's beautiful. And, you know, it's funny about me. What's funny to this for me, David. So, okay, so he admits, well, we've got this issue, right, between getting the driverless cars on the road. What's the issue? Humans.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's just get rid of humans.
Get rid of humans.
Don't let humans get in the way of progress. Don't let humans get in the way of you making a bunch of money with your driver cars. No, just get rid of humans.
That's right. That's the solution. The humans have to go. They got to get out of the factories.
No free will.
In
no
way. This is the corporate elite. This is the essence of globalism and multinational corporate.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid. The potential for power grid chaos. EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now, this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
5505. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Out of the WikiLeaks that George Soros, the White House, Hillary, EU bureaucrats, and others were going to counter the Brexit movement. England never voted to join the EU, so now they're trying to get out. We're going to counter that movement, our sovereignty movement headed up by Trump and other sovereignty movements around the world by saying we're racist, we're terrorist, we're evil, and our free speech on the web has to be curtailed. But because they didn't get the presidency won, and because they now won't get the Supreme Court so they can restrict free speech as fast as they wanted to, we now know the new scam. Facebook, Twitter, Google, they've all announced, along with the New York Times, a war on fake news. And they're going to, through the browsers, through the internet service companies, try to block you getting to websites news sites and other ad sites that have fake news and information. What's happening is very, very simple. Mainstream, dinosaur, discredited media that had fake pollsters and fake media analysts and all the disinformation that's been totally repudiated and proven to be a lie. They weren't wrong. They were congenital liars on purpose. Their now desperate attempt is to flood the web through third-party sites they control with so much fake news and disinformation that it discredits the entire web itself, and then they will preside over the false flag they've staged and claim that only they can be trusted when everyone knows they're the most untrusted news sources out there. Before the election debacle, they only had a 6% trust rate, according to the Associated Press in a national study. Now it's got to be in negative numbers if that's possible. Now, I showed everybody an example over the weekend of Amy Schumer running a so-called advertorial. Looked like an article, but it was an ad. And in it, she says, oh, I'm not really leaving the country. Let me clarify. So that's lie number one. Then they have this fake newspaper clipping where Donald Trump says, I hate my constituents. I hate conservatives. Fox News has got a bunch of idiots. I'm going to con you, basically. And at the end of the article, she admits it's a fake quote, knowing that 90% of people don't read to the end of the article. That's the fake news being put out on their servers by Google, by Twitter, by Facebook, by Yahoo. 100 times out of 1, and I'm being conservative, do I see it where libertarians or conservatives are putting out the fake news? It's these people. So that's their plan. Put out a bunch of fake news, then come in and go, oh, my God, look at all the fake news, and then try to discredit the entire web, saying only trust us, only come to us. Now, there are cases of 100% blatant fake news, like the Amy Schumer example. Still, there are other fake news examples, like the one in the New York Times today that attacked yours truly, that said, quote, globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. Globalism is the admitted planetary corporate world system establishing a technocracy for a, quote, world government. This has been in thousands of publications, including The Economist, Time Magazine, The New York Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Financial Times of London, and now for world government and how great it is and how it's autocratic, how it's authoritarian, throwing it in our face over and over again, but then coming out in a lengthy 7-page article and saying that I and others literally imagined the TPP, imagined NAFTA and GATT, imagined the World Trade Organization. Talk about fake news. They are denying the main political system and revolution of the last 60 years pushed by the Rockefellers and others. They think you're stupid and you haven't read David Rockefeller's book he published 8 years ago, where he openly admits that he's guilty as charged setting up global government. It's all over C-SPAN. We have hours and hours of world leaders saying we're establishing a world government. But out of one side of their mouth, they say it doesn't exist. Out of the other side, Obama comes out and says, we can't have crude nationalism, and we must guard against it. So Alex Jones and Donald Trump say guard against unelected multinational corporate boards taking over, like TPP, unpopular on the left and right. And he responds, it doesn't exist, even though it does exist. But what does exist is nationalism, and it's bad because Americans or Brits or anybody else, for that matter, Mexicans, Germans, you name it, might be able to vote and kick out the corporations that have hijacked their country. So, again, more fake news from the New York Times that lied about Saddam's WMDs, his aluminum tubes, and his yellow cake. Undoubtedly, the new main psyop against independent media is flooding the web with fake news and mainstream media putting out fake news and setting themselves up like a super Snopes to be the arbiter of what's real and what's not. That's why InfoWars.com is announcing a daily piece for the radio show and the nightly news where we will analyze fake corporate news and fake ads and then archive and chronicle that so that you can search it and index it and counter these people. And I would encourage you as well in the fake news wars to start your own YouTube channel, to start your own radio show, or if you already have one, to make it a daily part of what you do to analyze the deception and the fraud that is the corporate collaborator media. And together, we will kick their ass.
Welcome back to the live radio show. That was Alex Jones talking about how we're going to set up a new, make it a regular event to analyze fake news or faux news. I guess maybe we could call it faux news. Faux news report. And joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, we had this report that went out last week. We had Paul Joseph Watson wrote this article about Newsweek's special Madam President edition that they put out. I've got a magazine here from Newsweek that is goes back to 1979, so it's 37 years old, telling us how we were going to be out of oil within 8 years. This is the kind of fake news that is put out there by the establishment, by the experts, and we'll take a look at this, and I'll give you some shots of this magazine, because this is priceless. And, quite frankly, this Madam President thing is kind of priceless as well. Yeah. We talked about this at the time it went out, and again, you know, we called Newsweek and said, is this true? We've had a lot of reports about this. People who are working at bookstores said, hey, look, they're already shipping out, as if Hillary Clinton had won, this commemorative edition of her presidency. And we said, well, what's going on with that? And I Owen was talking to him on the phone. I said, ask him if they did one for Trump. I said, oh, yeah, we did one for Trump. He's like, well, can we see it? Can we get somebody that would show us a picture of that? I said, well, let me give you this number to call. And they did. Nobody answered at that number. Mm-hmm. But now we find out after the fact, we see from the New York Post, they admit that they had printed and mailed and had in stores before the election a special edition of Hillary Clinton as president. They had designed a cover for Donald Trump. You can see that in the tweet that Newsweek eventually put out there. They said, look, we had two of them out there. We had a President Trump, but a Madam President for her. Yeah. But here's the reality. They had already printed these and shipped them to stores. And then a couple of days after the election, they said, well, we're going to print the Donald Trump thing sometime this week, and right. We hope to have them shipped out to stores next week.
Hadn't printed them up.
So they hadn't done anything on it, is the reality of it. But I want to take a look at this. And, of course, you can now get some of those on eBay. It's turning into a very valuable collector's edition. Yeah. And as you can see here, I printed out some of these things last week. I actually looked into, thought, well, maybe it'd be fun to get one of these things and go through it. They're going about $500 or $600. And it's like, I just can't bring myself to pay that for a Newsweek magazine, no matter how absurd it is.
I bet Alex would pay for it.
He might do it. But I want this inside cover here that you can see in the pictures. Think of a shot of the desk here. You can see this inside cover here, President Clinton, and they describe it. And I just want to, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. I just want to hit some of the highlights. They say the 2016 presidential election was unique in a number of ways. This is what Newsweek wrote. It saw the first major female nominee for the highest office in the country, the improbable rise of the kind of demagogue previously unknown in American politics. That would be Donald Trump, they are saying. And enough infighting and mudslinging for 10 election cycles. But the tone of the election grew darker and more bizarre by the day as Hillary went high while his supporters went low.
Oh.
Okay? Then they go on and say, no stranger to trudging through the mire of misogyny in her career as First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State, Hillary, President-elect Clinton, continued to push for an issues-based campaign. Really? I never could figure out.
Never got to those issues, did
yeah.
she?
She had an issue with being a woman, and that was the only issue she had. And the majority of women voted against her, by the way, interestingly
right.
enough. Even as a handful of Trump's most deplorable supporters, seeing the wide margin that Clinton held among female voters, no, that's not true. And the reality is, and they're upset because white women voted 53% against Hillary Clinton and for Donald Trump. And so they say, well, it was the non-white women, though, voted against her. No, there was less non-white women than there were. It was a division between people who were black and Hispanic. But Donald Trump still did better with them than any presidential candidate from the GOP previously. And it's because they're beginning to wake up to the fact that the Democrats have betrayed them by playing this racialism. And yet, you know, you look at the woman's vote, or the black woman's vote, or the Hispanic woman's vote. That was skewed by the massive capture of those groups by the political parties. But then they go on to say, Americans across the country roundly rejected the fear and hate-based conservatism put out by Donald. This is Newsweek, and their commemorative edition. This is how biased and these people are. As the first woman in history to ascend to the presidency, arguably more experienced than any other incoming president.
Had a corruption.
More than Jefferson, more than Madison, more than anybody, okay, it's Hillary Clinton. I mean, she stands in the class by herself. And then they finish it out with their favorite thing, because they set this up at the Javits Center because it had a glass ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And then they finish, this is their last line, a priceless moment in American history. The highest glass ceiling in the Western world has finally shattered. And maybe that really did happen when she learned that she had not won the election.
And she was shrieking in a dark corner somewhere.
As she was throwing things at her staff and her husband and everybody else. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Newsweek 37 years on. And this is very timely, I think, because today we found the largest reserve is made public of oil in this country that we've ever found. And yet 37 years ago, they were telling us we're going to be out of oil within 8 days. It's Newsweek, WEAK. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo and David Knight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We're taking a look at fake news. Before we get back to that, I just want to remind you of some of the specials we have at InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life. At InfoWars Store, we have a Loss Leader special. We have the Trump is my president. Yes, he is. Like it or not,
yes.
Those of you on the left. We're going to talk with Leanne. We're going to talk about the alt-left attacking the alt-right. Down left and right again. But we're going to talk about that coming up. Before we do, we're going to talk about the real fake news, Newsweek and others. But still, tell them that Trump is your president. They haven't gotten that message yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't bring themselves to embrace that. We also have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioPCA. We call it bio because it is biotin, zinc, and a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagen. This is a formula is very helpful for you in terms of giving you the nutrients that your body needs to have healthy hair, healthy skin, healthy nails. And, of course, you are constantly getting exposed to chemicals in the foods that you consume, but also especially in the chemicals that are in soaps and shampoos that you're putting on your skin and on your hair. So this is a very useful nutrient. I've taken biotin for quite some time. And but this has even more than just biotin. That's what we typically do in InfoWars. We typically take the core things like they do, like salt, palmetto, Prostaguard, and then they'll add additional ingredients to make it more effective, more absorbable, that type of thing. So, again, we have a new product, BioPCA. It's a limited run because it's our first run, so we always do that on first runs. So it's not going to last very long. Take a look at it at InfoWarsStore.com and also go to the Apple App Store or the Android Play Store. Take a look at InfoWars Prime app. This is where you're going to be getting exclusive insider information, special live video feeds from me, from Leanne, from Owen, from Alex Jones, from all the reporters, as well as behind-the-scenes action. And you'll find also exclusive offers that are there for those of you who buy the Prime app. So, again, you can find that at either the Apple or Android stores. Well, Leanne, we were talking in the last break about Newsweek and their special commemorative edition. Alex had a special report about how we're going to do make it a regular feature to analyze the fake or the faux news that we see coming from the left. I want to play a little clip that we've got here of the left blaming fake news for Donald Trump's win. Here's that clip.
Under fire, critics say it allowed fake news to spread on the platform, potentially reaching millions of people, creating echo chambers and unfairly influencing the presidential election.
Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg, he is firing back against accusations that fake stories on the site influenced the election. A study by BuzzFeed showed top left-wing sites published false or misleading stories about 19% of the time, but top right-wing conservative sites published almost twice as many hoax stories at 38%.
The New York Times says executives at Facebook are questioning the social network's influence on the outcome of the election. Some workers at Facebook reportedly are worried about the spread of racist memes. Facebook is accused of also spreading fake news stories.
They weren't worried about Facebook's influence on the election when Facebook was actively working to get Hillary Clinton elected and switching up their algorithm. And same with Google, setting up an entire site for her, Eric Schmidt working behind the scenes to help her get elected. They were totally fine with the way that they were tweaking the election then.
Well, I think what they're doing is that they realize that they're coming to the end of the road on how effective the label of conspiracy theory is.
Right.
Okay? If you go in and you analyze something and it challenges the official story, they just dismiss you as a conspiracy theorist, as a tinfoil hat individual, whatever. Now they've got to come up with a new term. And so I think they're kind of focusing on fake news, on hoax news.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you disagree with somebody, debate them. Don't just say that it's a hoax, okay? What they have a problem with are sites that they disagree with what's being put out there. But it doesn't make it fake. It doesn't make it a hoax. And if you want to talk about fake news, let's take a look at Newsweek. And on the last segment, we talked about the fake commemorative edition of Hillary Clinton just hammering over and over again how she was a woman. Did you notice that she was a woman? They point that out multiple times, and how Trump is a misogynist, he's a demagogue, they're hateful, they're dark, they're everything evil. And she defeated that and broke the glass ceiling. Well, here's Newsweek. And again, it's amazing to me these people can still be in business in 37 years. This is a special report. Again, like the Hillary Clinton thing, the energy crisis written in 1979, because at that point in time, we had Jimmy Carter The country was suffering from stagflation. There was a general malaise, as they pointed out. And Jimmy Carter, no, the days of America are over. This was just before Ronald Reagan became president, folks. But no, we were told the best days of America were behind us. There was nothing to look forward to. Everything was moving to Japan. And we were going to run out of oil. And we're going to show you when we come back. I want you guys to focus in on this graph here. Look at this. Crude oil, 1979. We've only got 8.7 years left. Not 8 years, not 9 years, 8.7. These guys know it exactly, just like they know that we're going to have, they know we're going to have 1 or 2 degrees of increased temperature, and it's going to destroy the world. Why? Because of their models. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking about fake news. We're going to talk a little bit more about fake news. Look at this 37-year-old report from Newsweek about how we're going to run out of oil. But before we do that, I don't want to put this in context with some real news. The real news today, you'll see this on the Drudge Report, is the discovery of the biggest shale oil field in the U.S. ever. They found 20 billion barrels of oil in West Texas. They say it's 3 times larger than North Dakota's Bakken oil fields. It's the largest U.S. unconventional crude accumulation ever assessed. They estimate the proven reserves that they've just announced at being $900 billion. Now, they believe that in that area, some geologists have said, they believe there's as much as 75 billion barrels of oil. So that means that they've acknowledged one quarter of what they believe may eventually be there. At least one source, the Pioneer Natural Resources CEO, said that. If that were true, if it were 75 billion barrels of oil, and that's B with a billion with a B, okay? That would be second only to Saudi Arabia's largest field. So that would be the second largest reserve in the world. And of course, when it comes to coal, that Obama and Hillary Clinton wanted to destroy, America has more, far more coal than Saudi Arabia has oil. So we are rich in natural resources here in America. If we don't allow the left and the UN and the globalists to shut that down, to make us dependent, to tell us that we can't use it, that is why they are absolutely flipping out about Donald Trump. Because you want to talk about hoax? Talk about global warming, man-made global warming. That is the ultimate hoax. Mm. That is one of the key devices that they want to use to establish global governance. Because you have to have some way to pay for global governance. So you have to have an international crisis that takes a global government to solve. And then you have to be able to turn over money to that global government with a universal carbon tax or with redistribution of wealth with these carbon credits. All of these are techniques that will need to be there for them to have a global government. They have to have the money in order to really have that power.
Well, let's not forget, I mean, they're not only disallowing us from using it, but they're also selling off our resources to foreign governments.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Double whammy there.
And we should remember that it was the CIA, as well as people like George Bush and others, who sold us this idea a couple of decades ago that we had hit peak oil. And that's an idea that has been around with us a very long time. As a matter of fact, you know, if you go back and you look at the history, I read a book one time about the rise of John D. Rockefeller, okay? And it was during the Civil War. He decided, he was in Pennsylvania, he decided that he was not going to be drafted. He wasn't going to join, fight the war. He was going to make a fortune because they had used turpentine in the South to light their homes. They burned things in the home. They didn't have electricity, of course. And the supply of turpentine was cut off. But they did have this messy stuff in Pennsylvania called crude oil. And they realized that they could refine that and use that as a substitution for turpentine. So Rockefeller bought his way out of being drafted into the military, and he quickly cornered the refinery market in Pennsylvania, and he thought he had the world supply of oil. At that time, they didn't know that it was just kind of bubbling out of the ground, you know, like the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, on the ground comes this bubbling crude. Okay, well, he was a Pennsylvania hillbilly billionaire. They thought that they had all the oil in the world there in Pennsylvania, and he cornered that market. And the only thing that stopped that was the discovery of oil in Texas. And so then he quickly moved his refinery business into Ohio to try to take advantage of the Texas and the Pennsylvania oil fields. Thought he had everything cornered at that point. Then they found it in the Middle East. It's like, darn, you know, every time I think I got a monopoly on this, they find it somewhere else. Mm. And then he was joined in all this. If you go back and look at Wikipedia, they just had a few things there. 1919, David White, chief geologist of the U.S. Geological Survey, said peak production of oil will be passed possibly within 3 years. He said that in 1919. Then you go forward to 1953. Eugene Ayers, researcher for Gulf Oil, projected the U.S. ultimate recoverable oil resources were 100 billion barrels. Then production of the U.S. would peak no later than 1960. Then Newsweek in 1979, this very issue right here, the energy crisis. We're running out of oil. I mean, there's even a great tune. I always love Tower Power, one of my favorite bands. I love the music, love the tune, but they had this song, there's only so much oil in the ground. No, that's not true. They were believing the mainstream media's fake news, their hoax news that was put out by the experts. See, they always argue from a position of expert. You should believe them when they tell you that that we're going to have 1 degree of warming and the world is going to melt down. Here these people were telling us in 8.7 years we're going to be out of crude oil. In 10.7 years in 1979, 10.7 years from 1979, we were going to be out of natural gas. But, of course, even then, they were telling us we have 666.5 years left of coal. So coal is pretty much an infinite supply, and we have ways that we can burn that cleanly. That's the key. And, of course, it wasn't just Time. It was also Newsweek talking about the energy mess. Take a look at this. Guys, get a shot of this cover here. I saved these things. When I saw these, I told my wife. She was the one who had the subscription to these magazines, and I didn't really read general magazines like this. I always preferred to get left magazines or right magazines, and I said, I want to keep these. Because this is going to be priceless, and I think it is priceless. I think this is more valuable than the fake Hillary Clinton edition. But, of course, here they're talking about the massive rise in price, and that's the point of the peak oil, is to make sure that they hold people hostage, that they blackmail us, that they get us involved in wars in the Middle East, that they control this just like De Beers controls the diamond exchange. They have a monopoly on that. These people who are selling us peak oil wanted to keep that. And think about where these CIA guys go. What did George Bush, the guy from the Northeast, the Harvard skull and bones guy, what did he do as he with his CIA connections? Well, he set up Zapata Oil, which was involved in the Bay of Pigs fiasco. You know, there's a couple of boats. One of them was named Zapata Oil. The other one was named Barbara. But, of course, George Bush would tell you he was never involved with the CIA before they appointed him as the head of the CIA. Well, if you believe that, I've got a Newsweek magazine I could sell you. But it was also, we see the same thing happening with Dewhurst, who became lieutenant governor here in Texas, who single-handedly shut down the move that we had against the TSA. This is a guy who left the CIA after a couple of decades, then spends the most money that anybody has ever spent to become lieutenant governor. Why? Because he made a fortune in the oil business. So that's the way they make these. They're made men, okay? These gangsters, this dark state that is underneath us. And we need to understand who these guys are, because this is part of this color revolution. It isn't just George Soros. It's people on the right. You know, we had an article from Kurt Nemo 3 years ago talking about John McCain and the CIA and how they were involved with the color revolutions and the dark state. And they are as much a part of it as George Soros and the Democrats. And these are the mechanisms that they use in this. And so we see now also other articles that are on the Drudge Report today. Real news. Saudi Arabia is warning Trump not to block oil imports. Well, we don't need to block your oil imports. We got our own oil, Saudi. And they have been intricately linked in. They've been put in the position with Richard Nixon, put them in the position of controlling the petrodollar. As he took us off of the gold standard, he made Saudi Arabia the people who underwrote our currency. And we have been interlinked with them as well as with the CIA. So this is the way that they have tried to control us. And they think they've got an agreement where they're going to be able to cut down their production and raise the price of oil. Guess what? Ain't going to happen, because we're going to start using American domestic oil. That's one of the things Donald Trump said he's going to do, and I can't wait to see that happen, Leanne.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just very interesting to see how we have this fascist state-run media has been going on for decades trying to convince people of a certain reality they want to put forward. And now it's finally, the tables have finally turned. People aren't believing this mess anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps now, because we have documented history, we can go back now and look and see how ridiculous this is.
And that's the good thing about the internet. Most people don't hang on to trashy magazines like this for 40 years.
Right.
I do.
Right.
But most people don't. You know, you read this stuff and you throw it out. But the internet remembers. Mm-hmm. And so they want to change that, don't they?
Exactly.
They want to be able to flush it down the memory hole like 1984.
Well, and that was kind of the thing that kept hitting Hillary Clinton. We're thinking, does she not realize that we have the internet at our disposal where we can go back and get these videos of her where she's totally contradicting herself or really any of them? And that's with this whole WikiLeaks thing. I think it's just a great warning to anyone in the future. Hey, just don't do dirty stuff, because at some point all of your emails could be put on display. But I think it's just really scary how we are entering a time where President Obama is actually calling for a truthiness filter, if that's not Orwellian enough for you. But we have this fascist state-run media, and we're going to call them the alt-left because, you know, just turn it against them. Use their own tactics against them. But they're deciding what is fake, and it's anything that's in competition with them. How frightening is that? These are the people.
It's the labels, too. It's just like we were talking about, the fact that they're coming up with fake news and hoax news because the the pejorative label of conspiracy theorist isn't doing it for them anymore. Because people realize that those
the
of us
CIA
who have
been, created that term.
Yeah, CIA, another creation of the CIA, just like peak oil. They realize that those of us who've been labeled as conspiracy theorists are the ones who are doing the research, and we're doing the analysis. We're telling you why we believe what is behind these stories, why we challenge the official narrative, and that's not working for them. So they come up with that. Alt-right is another example of that.
Right.
Because they weren't winning against liberty, against a libertarian as a label.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with something called alt-right, and I quite frankly I'm not really sure what that label means. I've seen that used with a wide variety of people, but it's being used in a pejorative term. It's become a pejorative term, just like conspiracy theorists.
Right.
I don't acknowledge that. I've never considered myself to be right or left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I reject that false dichotomy. If you want a real political map, take a look at the Nolan chart. It was done by David Nolan, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party. It's actually a two-dimensional chart. You guys look it up and pull it up on the screen, show people. But what you'll see there is it's a two-dimensional chart. So you'll see if you map people's positions out in terms of economic freedom and personal freedom, you'll see people on the left, you'll see people on the right, you'll see people in the center, but you'll also see libertarians at the top, authoritarians at the bottom. In other words, people who don't want any personal or economic freedom. That's a much more accurate mapping of the political spectrum. Left and right is not accurate. So I refuse to buy into that false paradigm. There you go, right there. Libertarian at the top, status at the bottom, or authoritarian at the bottom, left and right, and centrist. So that's a much better way to analyze people's positions on things. But they want to label people as right. And the other part of it, Leanne, is the alt part. Okay,
right.
You're not really genuine. You're not part of the establishment. You're not authentic or important. You're just alternative.
Well, it's not a wonder that so many people are so confused out there and just frustrated because they are being fed doublespeak. So they're saying Donald Trump is going to kill the First Amendment. He's going to be terrible for the freedom of press when they have been systematically destroying it more than a year and a half now. But we see it also coming out of colleges. This was an article out of the LA Times, but also the Business Insider and others have talked about it. This is a professor of communications who has started this master list of all of the fake news that you want to keep out of the newsfeed. If that's not scary enough for you. So now we have this fascism being taught right to students, but yet they're calling Trump and his supporters fascists as they're beating you, like beating, bludgeoning you so that you understand that you're the fascist.
Oh, they hate free speech. They hate free speech.
Well, so we have,
they
you
don't
know,
want a dialogue. They don't want a debate. They just, as we've seen over and over again, we talked about it earlier in the show. They just want to stand there and scream racist, racist, racist.
No argument.
We saw Glenn Beck do. Glenn Beck is saying Breitbart is racist. They're white nationalists. It's like, they're not white nationalists.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you have Breitbart on this list, Zero Hedge, a lot of different. It's mostly conservative websites that are here on this
fake
news.
Are we on there?
Of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Of course we are. But
that's a badge of honor.
But interestingly, The Blaze is not on there.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know,
let me tell you what. They know that they can count on Glenn Beck. And if you ever had any doubts, you look at the way that he reacted to the situation with the Bundy Ranch, the lies that he told about people, trying to set them up as sovereign citizens. And Clive and Bundy had no idea what a sovereign citizen was. He didn't understand that was a loaded term that was used by law enforcement, by the feds, by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And when they did that, that was what Glenn Beck did in the wake of the Bundy Ranch standoff was weaponized propaganda. And he lost a lot of his support there. And he's lost the rest of it in this election with Donald Trump as he refused to leave the Never Trump camp and embraced Hillary Clinton. I mean, this guy literally embraced
Hillary
Clinton.
Well, he sees he's losing all of his audience on one side, so now he's like groveling his way back.
Well, he's not going to get back with
back
Fox News, even though they're turning to the left. So he's trying to get in with CNN or MSNBC probably as his media empire collapses.
And let's not forget that it was when Facebook was exposed as filtering their algorithms and deciding what would be trending in their trending topics and how it was totally biased against conservative news sites. They invited all of these people in to have this open forum.
Oh, he loved
Zuckerberg.
And
he was there. Kissed his butt.
Or as I call him, sucker bug, because he bugs the suckers that go to Facebook.
Well, so let's just remind everyone. So not only did last week the New York Times, or I guess this was this week, they put out the story, globalism is a far-right conspiracy theory believed by Trump. So globalism is a conspiracy theory. But this is also CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, all of these outlets that told us about weapons of mass destruction and took us to war, and millions of people died as a result of that fake news.
So well, it was a conspiracy theory, but it wasn't a conspiracy theory. It was a thing that we were all, that was a good thing for us, and we should embrace it, even though it's been harming us. No, no, no. In the long term, it's good for us. So, you know, they sold it to us for a few months this summer as a good thing that we wanted to have. And now that they've lost, they're gone back to it being a conspiracy theory again.
Right. I mean, they just cannot stand the fact that they had all global forces in alignment, the establishment, media, celebrities, the Bushes, rolling out the Obamas. We beat them all. We beat them all. And they can't stand it.
Here's one of the things that distinguishes a true hoax, fake, lying news site with other people. It's one thing to have a news site that argues from a particular point of view and is upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite another thing to come out and say, I'm objective, I'm not biased, I have no agenda here. And we have seen through these leaks that came out from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and others, we have seen the machinations behind the scene. We have seen these people working together with Hillary Clinton, working with the DNC, sending out the questions that are going to be asked at the debates, at the town halls, conspiring with them as to how they can promote their agenda, their candidate. And that's the dishonesty behind this, to say, I have no agenda here.
Right.
I'm completely objective and unbiased, and yet they're doing this behind the scenes. That's true fake news. That's true hoaxes, okay? Just
right.
As we've seen them, you know, call this a conspiracy theory, globalism, and then say, no, it's real and it's good, and now it's back to, that's the fakeness behind this.
Right. It is absolute madness. And now they're combining it all to just stir massive confusion, tearing down the First Amendment. But the fact is, truth resonates. And that's
right.
Why we were able to take over this election and spread like wildfire, because the truth resonates. And they're not based in fact there with their arguments.
David Knight with Leanne McAdoo will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. We have one more segment in the regular show, and then in the fourth hour, we have Roger Stone is going to be joining us, and Leanne will be here with Roger. Of course, Leanne will be with me in the segment coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to finish up the news here in just a moment, what we're talking about with the fake news, and Leanne had an interesting parallel that she wanted to talk about with this. But real quickly, I just wanted to point out we have a couple of new products. We have InfoWars Prime app, which is a new application. I've mentioned this earlier in the show. You can get exclusive videos directly from me, from Leanne, from Owen, from Alex Jones, all the reporters. You'll see that behind-the-scenes action, live video feeds. Each of us will have our own separate channel. That's always been one of the problems with YouTube. We do so many videos a day, they all get dumped in the hopper. Here you can follow individuals on this new app, as well as get exclusive offers that you'll only see at the InfoWars Prime app. Take a look at the Apple and the Android stores to see about downloading that. It is on a subscription basis. Right now you can get it at half price as an introductory offer. Also, as an introductory offer, we have a new product at InfoWars Life, BioPCA. BioPCA is specifically formulated to help give your hair, skin, and nails a healthy appearance and to fight back against our toxic environment. Not just the things that you eat and drink that have toxins in them, like the tap water that they put fluoride in, all that type of thing, but also the soap and the shampoo that you put on your hair that's got a lot of toxic chemicals in it if you're not careful. But regardless, even if you don't use unhealthy shampoos and soaps, this still gives you the nutrients that your body needs to build healthy skin, hair, and nails. It has biotin, zinc, and a proprietary blend of enzymes and collagens. Again, it's an introductory offer. It won't last very long. And finally, we have a Lost Leader special, only $9.95 for our Trump is My President shirt. Get them while they last. They're not going to last very long at that price. Trump is My President. You can tell that to people, and you can shout it on your red shirt right there. He couldn't wear that to the election booth, but now the election is over, and he is president-elect. That's a great commemorative shirt.
All right, loud and proud.
Leanne, you had an interesting point about fake news and a parallel to the Nazi bakers that became part of the debate in the Libertarian Party with
we're watching this fascist takeover while they're pointing their fingers, calling everyone else fascist and racist and hateful and intolerant. So Twitter has already initiated a massive purge of prominent alt-right accounts. So these are accounts that they deem to be alt-right. They're already, shadow banning a lot of people. And so many people are celebrating this, saying, yeah, this is their company. They don't have to give you a platform to spew your hate speech. But then just a year or so ago, a couple years, when they were saying that bakery had to bake the cake for the gay couple and force them.
And shut them down.
Shut them down.
No business.
So,
but you're open and you have a public business, so you don't get to make that determination. What about the, that's a great point,
Leanne.
What about these public media organizations, the social media organizations?
They get to choose
to shut that down?
They're basically becoming a public utility at this point. So now they get to decide who gets to have access. I mean, a lot of people make their money with social media.
That was brought up by Gary Johnson, who was asked in a debate by one of the other candidates in the Libertarian Party. So would you compel a Jewish bakery to bake a cake to make a Nazi cake? And he said, oh, yes, absolutely I would. And using that same argument. And I absolutely totally disagreed with him. I think it is Twitter and Facebook's right if they want to censor people. But we need to understand that people are going to censor them. They're going to boycott those organizations, just like people would boycott a bakery that they didn't like. But I don't think we should hold a gun to people's heads and force them to do that. But that is essentially the parallel. How are you going to shut down a bakery that doesn't want to do a gay wedding cake and allow them to do this?
Your freedom of religion, of course, is protected there by the Bill of Rights. But also, too, the politician who forced that bakery to pay, he didn't get reelected. So there you go.
Interesting. Interesting. And this affects far more people, and it also is a contradiction of the First Amendment. They don't have a problem with contradicting the First Amendment. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.